This is Larry Becker of WCAALP 107.3 FM with studios at Grand Street Community Arts, Inc. in downtown Albany. This is Community Radio. In the midst of this coronavirus, the mayor of Albany, New York, Kathy Sheehan, has agreed to talk with us. I have on the phone Mayor Sheehan, the mayor of Albany, New York, and in keeping with social distancing, I'm in a little private studio and the mayor is on the phone. I wish we could be face-to-face, but...
So do I. I wish I could be visiting you, but this is probably the more prudent way for us to be having this conversation.
What can you tell me about what's happening in Albany, New York right now for those people who weren't able to make it to the press conference?
Well, you know, I think that there is a lot of information coming at people really quickly, and so I want to stress a couple of things. First, it's important that all of us remain calm, that we recognize that we do have the ability to take into our own hands, and by hands I mean literally, by washing our hands, ways for us to keep ourselves safe, and that we need to make sure that we're doing all that we can for people who are seniors, are immune compromised, or have underlying health conditions, that, you know, we can take it upon ourselves to ensure that we're keeping them safe as well by social distancing, but by also picking up the phone, calling them, finding out whether, you know, those in our lives who fit that category need us to pick up medication for them or bring them food, and make sure that they're getting the help that they need. So, you know, number one, it's important that we stay calm. But number two, it's also important that we take it seriously.
Right.
This virus is spreading. There are 25 cases now in Albany County. We had a report of a 7-year-old, a first grader at Pine Hills Elementary School here in the city of Albany who's tested positive. So we need to take it seriously, and we need to be doing all that we can to help reduce the spread, which is why the schools are closed, bars and restaurants are now closed, movie theaters. We are doing what we can to make sure that we're suppressing the spread as much as we can.
Right. That makes total sense. How are the hospital facilities doing?
So of the 25 cases in Albany County, only one is hospitalized. So that's a 4% rate, which is much lower than the statewide rate. So that's good news.
Okay.
We are really keeping an eye on that number. And I think it's important that we also talk about what the different government entities' roles are, because I think people use that term government broadly. So I just want to break it down really easily. First of all, at the state level, the governor has issued a number of mandates, including the closure of the bars, the closure of, you know, the movie theaters, restaurants, making sure that we have limited, I think 50 it's now is the largest size gathering that is permitted. So those are happening at the state level. And then we have what's happening at the county level. Our health department sits at the county level. And so the county department of health and our county executive, together with the sheriff's department, are running the emergency management countywide for this response. And so municipalities like the city of Albany or Cohoes or the town of Colony, we then work within that system to get the resources that we need within our specific municipalities. So whether it's additional equipment that we need, whether it's understanding who within our municipalities is in quarantine so that we know that before first responders go to those houses, you know, that's how we're coordinating with the county. And so in order to make that easier for people to navigate, we have created on our website, albanyny.gov, updates, and there are links to many, many resources. So there are links to resources about how to know what the symptoms are of COVID. There are links to where you can get breakfast and lunch options for our children. There are links to where you can get meal options and assistance for our seniors. And so we have a whole bunch of information that is there that we hope will allow people to just have one place that they can go and then click on and find the information that they were looking for.
What is City Hall doing in terms of being open for business or not?
Well, so we have been asked, and we are now in compliance with the governor's request that all local municipalities reduce their on-site workforces by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So we have looked at all of our employees. Now, you know, municipalities are a little bit different than the state because such a large percentage of our employees are first responders, police and fire. You know, police and fire make up a significant part of our workforce, and they are obviously essential employees. And then you've got to look at our operations that we need to keep going, right? In order for the city to be safe, we also need to be picking up garbage.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be getting those street sweepers out so that we can be, you know, picking up garbage that might be, you know, pathogens from the streets. We've got to keep the water flowing. You know, that's critically important.
Mm-hmm.
And the sewer system operating. But with all of that, we have sent hundreds of employees home. Most of them are working from home. All of them are subject to recall from home in the event that there is some sort of emergency that we need people to respond to. So we have greatly reduced the number of people who are part of that traffic every day, you know, out on the streets, back and forth, in and out of our buildings. So we're down to, you know, very, very few people working here in City Hall. Our buildings are closed to the public. If you need to engage in some city service and it's urgent, you can contact the city office that you need to be in touch with, and in limited cases, we can set up appointments.
We're talking to the mayor of Albany, New York, Kathy Sheehan. Just a quick question on SUNY closing. How does that impact the census and when the students are not on campus?
Yeah, I mean, we are going to have to reset to zero our census strategies. We had strategies that were really focused on getting people out together in community. We were going to have a census bingo with seniors. We
mm-hmm.
were going to be hosting, you know, events for college students to get them out and get them registered in the census, getting them to respond to the census. So we will still be able to ensure that we're counting everyone who's living in a dorm because of the way that those numbers are tabulated. Where we're really concerned are the large number of students who live off campus. Even if they went home and they are at home on April 1st, they are supposed to register at their address where they live most of the year, which is here.
Right.
And so we're going to be engaging in an electronic outreach, texting, calling, working with our universities through their communication systems, you know, that they have with their students and the way that they get out messaging when they have to get a message out to their students, reminding them to sign up and fill out the census correctly. But we are deeply, deeply concerned, no doubt about it. You know, we've been talking about how important it is to count everybody so that we could try to get to 100,000. Now I'm concerned that we actually will lose population and potentially impact the percentage of sales tax that we receive, which could cost us tens of millions of dollars over the next 10 years. So it's a setback, but we are going to be strategizing. This is a problem that exists across the country. College campuses have closed across the country, and we are on weekly calls with a team of people who are wanting to ensure that there's a full count across the country on strategies to get everybody counted.
Okay. Listen, thank you so much for your time. And I hope we can reach out to you again for more updates, as many as you'd like to give us.
Great. I mean, anytime, I'm happy to, you know, answer questions if there are any concerns that your listeners are calling you about and voicing concerns about. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We want to make sure that people are getting information in a timely manner. And as I said, it's important for all of us to stay calm, use common sense, and be good neighbors and make sure that we're doing all that we can to try to prevent the spread of this virus and get through this all together.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mayor Sheehan.
All right. Thank you.
This is Larry Becker, WCAALP 107.3 FM, Albany, New York. And that was Mayor Sheehan, the mayor of Albany, New York. Stay tuned to Community Radio. You can contact me with any questions for the mayor by emailing me at radiofreealbany@gmail.com. That's just one word, radiofreealbany@gmail.com. Or by calling Grant Street Community Arts and leaving a message for the station, WCAALP 107.3 FM, at 518-463-2222. That's 518-463-2222. And that was Mayor Kathy Sheehan. Stay tuned to Community Radio.